Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Blair with Conversations with Blair. I apologize for my 2-week absence. I owe the regular listeners an apology. I had to take time out for myself and not broadcast for the last 2 weeks. I'm changing my time from 5 p.m. on to 5 p.m. on Saturday to see if I can encourage more people to listen and participate live. I hope that will be the case. I'm sure some people are going to have to find me again. There are so many things we need to talk about domestically and internationally that I sort of got overwhelmed or lost. For the time being, I'll be discussing topics that are domestic. Today's topic was what we used to get for free that now we pay for. Back in the day, watching TV shows used to be free because the TV shows themselves were paid for by sponsors. Now, that doesn't seem to be enough. So it has become a revenue stream. When I went to school, the parents didn't have to go buy school supplies for elementary students. At the beginning of school, the teacher would stand up, hand out the paper, hand out the pencils, the rulers, anything that we would be needing for the school year. Okay? Not anymore. Now the students have to come with their own supplies that the teachers provide a list for. Parks were free. Some are still free. But if you want to go to the zoo, which is considered a zoological park, you have to pay to go. Used to be free, okay? Landline phones, when you had phone service, now you did pay for the phone service, but the phone itself was free, okay? Airing up your tires at a gas station used to be a free service. Now you pop in the quarters, okay? I can't remember, but I'm sure as I think of things, there'll be more things that'll come to me. If you would like to share with me your thoughts about what used to be free and that we now pay for, I would love to hear from you. My phone number is 646-929-0789. Again, if you'd like to call in, the number is 646-929-0789. I'm really concerned that we make a business out of everything, okay? We now pay for water, bottled water, okay? Water used to be something that when you sat down at a restaurant, they just put out the glasses of water, okay? They don't do that anymore. You have to ask for water, okay? Now, they don't charge you for it, but you do have to ask for it, okay? Bottled water, though, if you get bottled water in a restaurant or a takeout place, you pay for it, okay? They don't give you a cup with water because then they don't make any money. I realize that the living wage here or the minimum wage here is not a living wage. We're all aware of this, okay? We're all aware of this. So, you know, back in the good old days, people used to live with their family, so they'd have 2 and 3 generations living in the same household, and they would share expenses. That doesn't happen anymore. I think, as my father used to call it, we are a nuclear family, which hasn't, I think, served us well. Okay. First of all, we're very distant from our family, not only emotionally distant, but physically distant from our family. Okay. And communities don't exist. I would like to see these things change, but it's not going to change without a concerted effort on everybody's part. I don't know how to stop the escalating prices of things, or the fact that we're charging for everything. I'm very worried that at some point we might be charging for the air that we breathe. This is not out of the realm of possibility. We now get free emails, but I understand that the government keeps talking about taxing emails. Okay, if you have phone service, cell phone service, you can text for free. Okay, that's about the limit of what we've got in the way of free things. Oh, samples used to be free. Now sometimes you have to purchase samples. Okay, it depends. You know, it depends on the company, but and what it is you're getting is a sample, and if the sample is enough of a sample to, you know, make a decision to buy or not to buy something. Everybody is looking for that money, that something they can put in their pocket. And they're finding everything under the sun to charge. Okay, maybe soon we'll have to charge to go to the beach. I know a lot of places you've got to either live in a community and you pay a reduced cost to go to a community pool, or if you're outside, you pay a higher rate to go to a pool. Used to be community pools were community pools and you didn't have to pay for it. All you had to do was show that you lived in the area. I have not seen the benefit of all these things that we're paying for. I don't see that we're making lives easier. I don't think that people can afford all these things. I mean, if you live in an apartment complex and you've got a pool, that's great. It's part of your rent, okay? So maybe you can consider that free. But if you live in a house and you don't have a pool, you know, you don't get to go to a pool unless you've got a friend who lives in an apartment that has a pool, or the community has a pool, and then you pay to go to the pool. Everything, civic centers, you know, attending civic functions used to be free. Now they charge tickets. You want to go to a concert, you pay a ticket. Oh, maybe another free thing is you can go to school concerts for free, okay? High school concerts, band concerts, choral concerts, that's still free as far as I know. However, they do say that if you'd like a program, you can make a donation and then you can get a program. You know, they always find ways to make money and to charge for it. I don't think this is healthy. I don't think it's healthy for the economy. I think it constricts our growth, and I think it limits people's ability to use what used to be public, like going to the park, going to the zoo. If you wanted to go on a date, you'd go to the zoo, okay? Now it's, I guess, $26 a person to go to the zoo. I realize that the zoos have to take care of the animals and pay the staff and take care of the facility and all these other things. I just think we need to find more creative ways to accomplish these things without charging up the wazoo. Do you have an opinion? Does anybody out there listening have an opinion about what we can do to maybe change the course of things or assist what's going on out here? Because raising wages is not the answer. My number here is 646-929-0789. I want to know where city taxes go. And, you know, there are school taxes. Why don't some of these things go to paying for some of the school supplies that the kids need? I understand now that if teachers want anything in their room, they have to pay for it out of their pocket, such as decorating the room for the holidays or putting up any special, anything special in the room. Otherwise, it's just a square room with chairs and desks and a desk for the teacher. Other than that, it's a plain Jane. Okay? Maybe the teachers could reach out to the parents and see if they could donate construction paper or decorating ideas or something that the teacher can use from year to year. You know, maybe secondhand stuff. I don't know. But the teachers, you know, they get paid okay, but they have a lot of things that they have to do, and they have to live just like we do. So maybe we should contribute to helping them by doing something to decorate the school, their classroom, to make it more enjoyable, to be a more enjoyable environment to learn in. You know, maybe provide a globe or a map of the world, or, you know, have kids have visits from parents who talk about, you know, what they do. I don't know that that's even done anymore. You know, you want to have a special showing at the school, like we used to have people come in and talk about or do shows. Like I remember General Motors used to come in and they would bring a show for the whole school, and it usually was a choral act, okay? I, as a student, never had to pay for anything. It must have come out of the promotional budget for General Motors, I guess, to encourage people to talk about General Motors, buy General Motors cars, whatever. But I don't think those things exist anymore either. We have to find a way to be more participatory in the education of our kids and not just hitting the parents' wallet all the time. As far as airing up the tires of your car, I think, you know, charging for the air to put in your tires is ridiculous. It used to be a free service. You just drive your car up to in the gas station, pull up the hose, check the specifications of your tire, and then put the air in, okay? Now we pay 25 cents, and we only get X amount of cubits of air. I mean, why does somebody have to charge for that? Really, why do we have to pay to put air in our tires? If you have an opinion or you'd like to discuss this or share with me for another show, I would love to hear from you. My phone number is 646-929-0789. Also, somebody has made an industry out of bottling water. Get a bottle, go to your tap, fill it up with water. I mean, really, come on. What are they doing to the water that you're getting out of the bottled water? Has anybody checked it to see if it's any different than the tap water? I mean, we're paying for one of our natural resources, just like oxygen that we need to breathe. We need water, okay? I don't mind paying for sodas, tea, coffee, anything like that, but paying for water really drives me a little nuts. And super water and sugared water and, you know, flavored water. I mean, come on. But we can flavor our own water. We want to have flavored water. Anyway, if you think I'm just ranting and raving, I'd like to hear that too. I would love to hear from you. Give me a call at 646-929-0789. If you have other things that are still free or used to be free, I'd love to hear your suggestions on those, because the list is shrinking, and I think we need to reverse this. Anyway, I know I sound a little bit aggressive on this thing, but we need to make some changes in the way we live our lives in order to make this a better world. I hope you think so too, and will continue to listen. Thank you.